Folks, this isn't ending at all. I mean, London Times, 1/4 of Lebanon is under Israeli evacuation orders. Doc, this just started.
Yeah, and?
This just started weeks ago. The Israelis went into Lebanon, and now 1/4 of the entire country has been ordered by Israel to evacuate their homes. Who are these people? Doc, who are these people?
They're the Zionists who get away with everything.
They just go into another country and order 1/4 of the people, leave your home. We're going to blow it up.
Right. Well, they've had plenty of practice.
We're the Jews. We can blow it up. And there's nobody going to do anything about it. The UN? Ha! You think we pay attention to the UN? They don't care about the UN. They told the UN Secretary General, you can't come in this country.
Yeah. The very UN that created Israel.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't God, by the way.
God didn't create this thing called the State of Israel. It was created by the Rothschilds and the United Nations. God didn't have anything in it. Okay, but they've ordered 1/4 of the Lebanese people to evacuate their homes. 25% of the country under a direct Israeli military evacuation order, according to Rima James Emcius, a UN High Commissioner for Refugees. More than 400,000 children in Lebanon. This is not Gaza, folks. More than 400,000 children in Lebanon have been displaced in the past 3 weeks.
And so if you got 400,000 children, you've got 800,000 parents.
Yes, at least. Plus grandparents.
Right.
Uncles, brothers, and sisters. Okay. They said this is a lost generation. More than 2,300 Lebanese people have been killed by the Israelis in the past month. These are not 2,300 Hezbollah fighters. These are 2,300 Lebanese citizens. In the past 3 weeks, the Israelis have killed 100 children, have injured 800 more children.
Yes.
Who are these people? I'll tell you who they are. It's the Antichrist army.
Right.
What we're witnessing is the rising up of the Antichrist army. And it is starting to march and is going into other nations. And this will become a global military alliance. It won't just be the Israeli IDF. It will become a global military alliance. And it's killing people. It's killing children. It's burning people alive like they did Sunday night. Which 99% of the American people don't know anything about it. That the Israelis burned humans alive Sunday night in Gaza, in a hospital, in tents.
Yes. Well, 1/4 of Lebanon has been under an evacuation order. That doesn't mean that the rest of Lebanon isn't suffering from the Israeli strikes. The strikes are reaching as far as to the northern end of Lebanon as well, a primarily Christian area.
This is a Maronite Catholic village. A Maronite is a Catholic denomination. It is not.
It predates Roman Catholicism.
Yes, it does.
Right? A couple centuries.
Yes, it was there. Yes, as Doc said, centuries before the Roman Catholic Church. It is not the Maronite Catholic Church is not connected to the Roman Catholic Church. This is a Maronite Catholic village in North Lebanon. All right. Christians live there, folks. Christians live in that peaceful, beautiful little mountaintop village. I want to show you. Now, this is just a week ago. I want to show you what that little village looks like right now. Let's take a look at the next picture. Okay. Now we're starting to see what's happened. You see this text, smells of rotting flesh. As rescue workers continue to pull pieces of bodies from the rubble.
And you just see on there.
Who did it to them?
Israel.
The Israeli Jews blew up a Christian village.
In northern Lebanon.
Yes. What did these people do to the Israelis? They didn't evacuate.
They were there.
They didn't evacuate. And they're Christian. Who kills Christians? Antichrist?
Right.
People who are antichrist are anti-Christian. Let's take a look at another image. I'm going to show you some of the Christians who died. This is a mother and her child. She was killed. These are some young guys in that village, all Christians. These are Christian victims of the Israelis. You want to stand with Israel? Really? You want to stand? If you stand with them, you're not my brother or sister. I disown you. I'm going to tell you right now, I rebuke you. If you stand with Israel after you've been told they're killing Christians,
right?
I rebuke you. I don't want anything to do with you. Okay. They're killing my brothers and sisters, and I will condemn them. I will rebuke them. I will speak out. I will protest. I will do everything I can, because I will not go to my grave and have to stand before Almighty God and say, I was afraid of the Jews. I was afraid of what they could do to me. They might put bad things on the internet and Wikipedia about me.
They might call me names. They might call me an anti-Semite.
They could call me names. They might call my employer. They might call my business associates and say bad things about me. That's why people are afraid.
Yes.